Although we have been learning in the sugyas about the different mavuis and chotzers, and that the Masechta began by teaching us that a mavui requires, according to Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, just a lechi or a kaira, that a chotzer, as we learned in the Gemara, requires to be able to carry in a chatzar either two small lechis or one larger lechi. As the Rama says in Simen Shin Samch Gimel, Sif Chavov, at the end of the Sif, Hagah, V'yesh Armin de Noagim Ho'idna L'sakin Kol Ha'muvois B'tzuras HaPesach. It is our meaning nowadays only to rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. The Kol Ha'muvois Shalona Yeshlam Din Chatzeris, the Rama says that our Mavis really don't have the din of a Mavi, they have the din of a Chatzar. And the Rama concludes, V'aminig HaPosheh B'medinas Eilu, the simple minig is, L'saknon al-yidei cheva ha-koshel rachbay shel Mavi, V'din chevel zu en ha-koyra, we have the crossbeam going on tap, not to be considered, says the Rama, as a koyra, shein rachbay dafach, for the koyra that could be used to allow carrying in a Mavi has to be wider, tefach, v'loy mahani, the reason we use them is Ella Mitzam Tzuras HaPesach. The reason what we're relying on is a Tzuras HaPesach, that the halach is when we speak about a Tzuras HaPesach, says the Rama, the Mahani Lamala Fil Begemi. We can use even the smallest amount, the thinnest string, to be the Kairal Gabeim. So what the Rama is saying is that even though we have Mavuiz and we have Chotzers, and we have halachas, as we've been learning about Mavi and Chatzar, we only carry in an area that is we only rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. And as the Mishnah Berurah and other Achroinim explain, the reason is because, as the Gemara describes, and as the Shulchan Aruch actually summarizes in this very sif, there are very specific characteristics that define a Mavi, that define a chatzar. A mavi, as we've learned, is an area that has chatzeris opening up to the mavi, and the batim that have to open up to those chatzar. And as the Rishonim say, Rashi's opinion is that you have to have two chatzeris, two batim per chatzar. The chatzeris as well have very specific halachas, how many batim have to open up to each chatzar, and since it's difficult to ascertain if the mavis and the chatzars that we have truly fit all of these requirements, so the halacha is that we just rely on a Tzuras HaPesach and not get involved with a question: is this a mavi? Is this a chatzar? Furthermore, the Chazon Ish gives a different explanation why we only rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara teaches us in a number of places, on Daf Yud Beis on Beis, and in other places as well, that a Mavui has different halachas than a Chatzar. And in fact, as we analyze the halacha of a Mavui versus a Chatzar, we discover that it's much easier to adjust and allow for the carrying in a mavui than for the carrying in a chatzar. And the question is why. And the Rashba already explains, because since a mavui is a more public area than a chatzar, a mavui leads directly into Rosh Hashanah, a chatzar only leads into a mavui. So people typically use the chatzar more and use it more for private needs then they use their chatzeris. And therefore, since the mavui is a more public area, it needs less of an enclosure than a chatzar, which is going to be used for more personal matters, needs. Says the Chazon Ish, based on this Rashba, that it was only in the times of Chazal where people typically use their chatzeris for personal needs, that's when the halacha is as well that the chatzar has one halacha, the mavi has another halacha. However, nowadays, when people typically don't use these outdoor areas for any real significant activity, so the din of a mavi and the din of a chatzar changes from the times of Chazal. Moreover, as we've discussed in a previous year, in their world, there was a specific structure to the way the towns were built, with houses opening to chatzeris and chatzeris opening to mavuys and mavuys opening up to rishus harabim. Then and only then did Chazal specify these various halachas of how a mavi could be adjusted and how a chatzar could be adjusted. Bizman hazeh, where we don't have these halachas, we don't have these structures. The halacha is that a mavi you could carry. We don't know if it's for sure a mavi. We don't know for sure it's a chatzar, and therefore the only way one could carry is only with a tzuras haPesach. But as we begin learning the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph teaches us that the Gemara wants to assume that a mavi, that to rely on a tzuras haPesach, we could only rely on a tzuras haPesach if the pirtza, if the opening, is not greater than 10 amos. We could only rely on a tzuras haPesach if it's not parts meruba al oimid. But as the Gemara goes through the sugya, we discover that actually isn't the case. And we discover that the Gemara seems to say that a tzuras haPesach is effective under all circumstances. And actually, Tosfos and many other Rishonim discuss, is indeed this the halacha? And under which circumstances, as we just discussed, the only real heter we rely on is tzuras haPesach, when can and when can't we rely on a tzuras haPesach? And there are actually a number of opinions in the Rishonim. Tosfos says that a tzuras haPesach, in one teretz Tosfos says that a tzuras haPesach is always effective, and it makes no difference if it's 10 amos wide or greater. It makes no difference if it's parts meruba or oimid. A tzuras haPesach is always effective. Then Tosfos makes a very important distinction, and this is actually the pshat of Tosfos, as is it is also the pshat of the Rosh. They distinguish between a public area, where a public area, chatzar, a more public area, the halacha is you could rely on a tzuras haPesach under all circumstances, versus a bika, where in a bika, in a private area, you cannot rely on a tzuras haPesach. What is the raya? The raya is from a Gemara that we're going to learn. We've already mentioned this halacha, but it's a mishnah we're going to learn. The halacha is, there's halacha of pasi baros, that if people are traveling and they want to be able to carry from the water pit, which is a rishus hayochid, to the area around them, which is a rishus harabim, they would construct pasi baros, which is a series of four right angles. Or another example that's given is that they would create a Rishus HaYochid by putting strings very strategically located, one string within three tfachim of the other string. And the question that's asked is, why do we have to come up to this type of a solution? Why can't we just create a Tzuras HaPesach? Says Tosfos and says the Rosh, from here we see that we could only rely on a Tzuras HaPesach in an open area. But in an area that's closed, in a much more private area, which is not used for where people live, there we can't rely on a tzuras haPesach. And why is this such a very important halacha? Because there are places, if you're making a Tzuras HaPesach around a bungalow colony, that's fine. But what happens if you're making a Tzuras HaPesach around a field? So the halach is as follows. If your field, your baseball field or your open field, is included in the area where there are the Urim, where there are people living, so then the Tzuras HaPesach will be effective. But if you're making a Tzuras HaPesach specifically around a large field, which is not used for where people live, that's what Tosfos and the Rosh, and Tosfos and the Rosh, as we'll learn in a moment, are actually the opinion that represents a kula, that represents a leniency, will there agree that you can't make a Tzuras HaPesach from all four sides. And you would therefore have to create it in a way that if you want to rely on a Tzuras HaPesach, that they should be part of a larger Tzuras HaPesach that does include areas that people are living in. That means if you can get the field to be part of the Tzuras HaPesach of the rest of the camp and the rest of the bungalow colony, then you can rely on the Tzuras HaPesach. But there's another opinion, and that is the opinion of the Rambam. And the Rambam's opinion is that indeed, a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective. A Tzuras HaPesach is not effective when you have a breach that's wider than 10 Amos and you have parts Merubah al-Oymet. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Tzadik Beis, Samach Beis, Sif Yud, brings down both of these opinions. Shulchan Aruch says, I'm also Tzuras HaPesach. If one constructed a Tzuras HaPesach, Afilu lepirtzi yiserim eser, even if the breach is wider than 10 amos, v'afilu loynotz eladalad kandesim ba'baruchetz, you put four poles in the four corners, v'as atzuras ha'pesach al-gabeyem mutter. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hani mili b'chotzo umovu sheyesh ben diurim, only in areas that are inhabited, ava v'bika, to make atzuras ha'pesach in an open field, Loi mahani kishikala b'shikala ruchas aydei tzuras haPesach. And the Mishnah Brewer explains, why is there a difference between a field versus a place where people live? So the Mishnah Brewer says, because the tzuras haPesach, people didn't make entranceways around totally open areas. In other words, what the Mishnah Brewer is saying is that it's likely to make entranceways around the place where you are inhabited, where you're living. It's unlikely, however, to make a Tzuras HaPesach around a place where nobody lives. That's the Mishnah Brura explanation in Sif Katan Nun Vav. The Chazon Ish and other Achronim I saw give a different explanation. When you make a Tzuras HaPesach around a place where people normally live, it's not obvious that your entire purpose in making the Tzuras HaPesach is in order to be able to carry. You're making a Tzuras HaPesach because that's an area where people typically make entranceways. But if you make a Tzuras HaPesach in a place where nobody's living, why are you making the Tzuras HaPesach? You're making the Tzuras HaPesach specifically in order that you should be able to carry such a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective. And actually, when I saw this Chazon Ish, I thought of a very interesting observation. We've discussed, in Mitzvah Shem, we will continue discussing, if you can make a Tzuras HaPesach, and if you can rely on the telephone poles and the electric poles, and especially as we discussed in the previous year, since they're not specifically constructed for that purpose. And the question that I was is on the contrary. It may be according to this where it's not obvious that it was made specifically to be able to be metaltal. Maybe actually a plus why it should be an effective Tzuras HaPesach. But the Shulchan Aruch then goes on to quote the opinion of the Rambam. L'Rambam ain't Tzuras HaPesach moyel l'pirtza yoysim eser. According to the Rambam, a Tzuras HaPesach would not be effective if your pirtza is wider than 10. Elm came Oymed Merubah al-Aparetz, unless it's Oymed Merubah al-Aparetz, V'az mahani afil b'bik b'kol ruchis. So, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the opinion of the Rambam, as the Magid Mishnah understands this opinion, that the Rambam says, and the Bi'ur Halacha explains this way, that if you have two deficiencies, you have a deficiency that it's paritz merubah al oimid, and you also have a deficiency that it's you're making the Tzuras of Pesach from all four sides, then the Rambam's opinion is that it's not effective Tzuras of Pesach. And the Bi'ur Halacha, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Tosfos, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Nun Tes, v'nochon lochosh l'divrei Rambam, it's appropriate to follow the opinion of the Rambam, shagam das asmag v'asmak ukein, because it's also the opinion of the smag and the smak. So we have the opinion of the Rambam, which is a more chomer digger opinion, a more stringent opinion, that you can't rely on a Tzuras of Pesach under these circumstances. However, the Rishonim already indicate that even if we want to follow the opinion of the Rambam, because the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we should follow the opinion of the Rambam, there are a number of situations where even the Rambam would take a lenient approach. The Rishonim say that if we have two walls on this area that we're enclosing, even the Rambam would agree that it would be effective to use a Tzuras HaPesach. What's the Raya? Because we learned the Gemara on Davov, and the Rambam in Perut Yudzayin quotes that Gemara, Lahalocha, that if you have two walls, we learned the opinion of Hananya, and we learned the opinion of Beishar and Beis Hillel, that according to Beis Hillel, if you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and you make a lechi v'kayra on the other side, that would be sufficient. So what do we see from there? That even though we have only two walls, you don't have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. You can make a Tzuras HaPesach. And in fact, the opinion of the Rambam is that you don't even have to make the Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. You can make a Tzuras HaPesach even on three sides. If the Rambam's opinion is that you have to have three walls, at least, that you can never rely on Tzuras HaPesach if it's parts merubah al oimid, how could we paskin that way? It must be that even the Rambam agrees that when you have two walls, you could make a Tzuras HaPesach. However, the question that the Achronim pose is that even though the Rishonim are very clear and telling us that the opinion of the Rambam is that two walls are enough, is that only when the two walls are parallel to each other, or even if the two walls are in an L shape? As long as I have two walls, will the Rambam take this lenient opinion? Many Paiskim certainly are makel, because as I said, the Shulchan Aruch says we follow the opinion of Tosfos. The Rambam is only a Chumrah, and even though the Mishnah Berurah, and actually I saw the Shulchan Aruch Rav says as well, the L'chatchila, we should be machmer for the opinion of the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, says that usually we know that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. And here we find that the Shulchan Aruch is bringing down the Rambam as a Das Yochid, as one opinion. So it's a raya that we don't follow the opinion of the Rambam. And so too is the opinion of the Marsham in Chelek Aleph Siman Reishvav. And so too is the opinion of the Igros Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis Siman Pei Gimel. But as we said, the Mishnah Berurah says we should try to be machmer like the opinion of the Rambam. So the question, as I'm saying, is again, certainly if you have two walls that the Rishonim say the Rambam is makel, if they're in the shape of an L, the question is, what will there be the Rambam's opinion? Is the Rambam's opinion based that when you have two walls on two opposite sides, so that looks like a more enclosed area, but when you have them in an L shape, it doesn't look so enclosed? Or is the opinion of the Rambam based on the fact that once you have two walls, there you can always rely on the Tzuras HaPesach? A very interesting opinion from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva says that if you have a situation where you have four walls and four totally empty sides, and you now want to be machmer like the Rambam and not rely under those circumstances for Tzuras HaPesach. So this Chassam Sofer in a tshuva suggests that you should put poles along the wall, along the sides. You can't construct the wall, but if you make poles, and if one puts poles under the Tzuras HaPesach, under the crossbeam, every pole within 10 amos of each other, so now you don't have openings that are greater than 10 amos. And as we said, the Magen Mishnah, and this is the opinion of almost all Rishonim in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, that says that the Rambam will agree that even if it's Torah's Merubah ala Oymid, but if the openings are less than 10 amos, there we don't have, the Rambam will agree that we can have it, we can rely on Tzuras HaPesach. So we keep on putting on these poles, one within 10 amos of each other, we'll never have an opening wider than 10 amos, and we'll be fine. The Chazon Ish disagrees with this approach suggested by the Chassam Sofer, because he goes back to a Gemara that we already learned. He says, if you have a pole between empty space, and the empty space is so much wider than the pole, we learned in the Gemara the concept also avir the high gisa, avir the high gisa, the ear of both sides, umavatala, and umavatal the pole. And therefore the Chazon Ish says that one who wants to be machmer from the Rambam cannot rely on that. There's another question that when we're figuring, according to the Rambam, we have to be concerned about parts merubah al-oymed. How do we look at that? Do we look at that from all, each side independently? And if we have two sides that are parts merubah al-oymed, we'll have a problem. Or do we look at the totality of the area that's being enclosed? And I saw a very interesting psak from Rav Belsky and other Gedolim, that if that this question is only when the area you're enclosing is a square or a rectangle. But if the area you're enclosing, which is typically the area that would be enclosed when we're enclosing a city, is a circle, there everybody says there's no distinct sides, and since there are no distinct sides, we view the entire area as one big encirclement, and we, to determine parts of Merubah al-Oymed, that's how that decision is made.